Porto police are asking council for an additional $1 million for the 2026 budget. Police Services Board Chair George Kalanakis told the Committee of the Whole meeting Tuesday night that $8.1 million will be needed for next year, citing that policing is becoming more expensive. Approximately $833,000 will go towards salaries and benefits. Kalanakis said contributing factors to the salary increases includes funding a new collective bargaining agreement, underestimating salaries for last year, and wages going forward next year.
We have about a little bit over $800,000 that is salary driven. That comes from the collective agreement that was predetermined. And that number might seem a little bit higher because we have the 2025, it was under budgeted for the salary for 2025. So that is catching up for 2025. And then that also applies for 2026.
The 29 officers at Porto Police responded to nearly 7,350 calls last year, up 350 from 2024. Kalanakis stated that Port Hope is ranked Ontario's second safest municipality. The Ontario Provincial Police contract will see an increase of $107,000, with councillors questioning that expenditure and whether Port Hope Police can absorb that service. Currently, officers cannot handle that workload. Within the capital budget, the police expect to purchase a new cruiser, install in-cruiser cameras, and revamp the website. Deputy Mayor Vicky Mink said the substantial increase to the proposed budget is shocking.
I'm sort of shocked by this, and I just think that this will echo throughout the community. I don't think that we have any preparation whatsoever of communicating this. I understand and I appreciate where you're going with this, but I'm feeling very vulnerable that we're bringing such a significant request forward like this at this time.
The committee asked the police board to revise its budget forecast to find additional savings and report back on November 4th with their proposed findings. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.